Well, good morning on this wonderful Wednesday. And it's a windy Wednesday here in Texas, too. Deep in the heart of Texas, visiting our daughter, her husband, Abby and Chris, and their three little sugars, Sophia, Simi, and Georgie, 4, 6, and 8 years old. And our son lives here in Fort Worth as well. Well, on today's call, we're going to talk about 7 desires to keep you motivated for success. When you have a desire, either back it up with action or let it go. To believe you want something which you're not even trying to achieve is self-defeating and also foolish. So the question is, actually, there are 7 questions we want you to ponder. We're going to repeat each one twice so you can write them down and answer them later on. Number 1, what motivates you to greater action? What motivates you to greater action? Number 2, what motivates you to be the best you can possibly be? What motivates you to be the best you can possibly be? Number 3, what motivates you to move outside your comfort zone? What motivates you to move outside your comfort zone? Number 4, what motivates you to tap into some previously unused potential that God has placed within you? What motivates you to tap into previously unused potential that God has placed in you? Number 5, what motivates you to do something you've never done? What motivates you to do something you've never done? Number 6, what motivates you to dream as you've never dreamed before? Number 7, what motivates you with a desire to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Wow, that's one of those times you'll shout in the presence of God. Question again, what motivates you with a desire to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Here are 7 desires which will keep you motivated for success. Number 1, desire for a personal relationship. Desire for a personal relationship. When you pursue His presence with a passion, when it's your greatest desire, you'll always find knocking on your door. We're to begin each day seeking His presence, determining His will for our lives for that day. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8:32-35. Message Bible. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Walk a life of discipline. Live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me. Awake and ready for me each morning. Alert and responsive as we start the day's work. When you find me, you'll find life. Real life, to say nothing of God's pleasure. There is a divine order in receiving God's blessings and benefits. It's a fundamental key success called Principle 633. Principle 633. It's otherwise known as Matthew 633. Matthew 633. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Strive after His righteousness, His way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. See, when we put our relationship with Him first, when we seek to implement His written instructions in the Word of God first, when we're obedient to His Word, when we want nothing more than to be in His presence, then and only then will success be ours. Number 2, desire for respect. Everybody wants respect. Parent wants to be respected by their children and their friends. The worker wants to be respected by their boss and co-worker, even at times when they may not be putting forth their best effort. Sometimes in order to get what we perceive to be lasting respect. I'm just needing to say that again. Lasting respect comes from God. Leviticus 6:29. For I will respect in you, make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. When God respects our lives, we just measure beyond for our obedience to his word. Then we'll gain lasting respect and be blessed beyond measure. Number three, desire for financial security. In life, we're either a leaseholder, a renter, or an owner. And I'm not talking about houses. For some people, their greatest sense of pride is revealed in the kind of car they own. When statements range from here, ooh, ah. The truth of the matter is, according to the latest statistics, over 85% of the new cars are either financed or leased. The average car price now approaching $38,000. Hallelujah. Sometimes I say something and I just start meditating on it and what it means. See, I want to say something I just said, I want to say it again. The greatest sense of pride for some people is revealing the kind of car they own or where they live, other things of that sort. But lest I stray, a person may say their own house, their own car, but the truth of the matter is they don't own it to every last penny of the note is paid off. The 64-inch high-def LCD flat panel TV in your living room belongs to the credit card until you make that last payment. When you're in debt, your financial security is not in yourself, but in your money lender. Proverbs 22:7, Contemporary English Version. The poor are ruled by the rich. Those who borrow are slaves of the money lenders. Lastly, financial security is to owe no man but to love him or her. If you're in debt, don't curse or condemn past decisions. Make a fresh decision to create a plan to get out of debt now. Go to HaroldHearing.com. Search for Master Plan. That'll help you plan and know the exact day, month, and year that you'll be debt-free. Number four, desires for dreams to be fulfilled. Desire for dreams to be fulfilled. There beats in the heart of some a passion, a determination to make dreams come true. Have you ever thought about how you'd like to be recognized? For me, one of the ways is found in Genesis 37:19. Which says, and they said to one another, behold, this dreamer cometh. I like that. The dreamer cometh. Hallelujah. My mom will turn 96 on April 30th. Frequently she says she's living the dream. All is well. So here's a question. Are you living your dream? If not, why not? And more importantly, what are you going to do about it? Perhaps it would be good to follow the advice President Theodore Roosevelt, who once said, I choose not to be a common man. Me, it is not right to be uncommon. To me, it's right to be uncommon if I can. I'll say that again. To me, it's right to be uncommon if I can. I'll seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by the state looking after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. When you begin to dream, things begin to change. The first change is within you. That's great motivation. Number five, desire for good health. Would it surprise you to know that Americans are spending over $70 billion last year on diet drugs, books, diet products, and weight loss surgeries? And would it surprise you to know that Americans spend over $25 billion a year on multivitamins, minerals, herbs, sports nutrition, botanicals, and other supplements? Just think on these things. And that's not really going to get you good health. If you have desires to walk in good health, here are seven steps, and they're all free. First, have a cheerful heart. That's good medicine. Proverbs 17:22. Second, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Honor God with it. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Third, whatever you eat or drink, do for the glory of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10, 31. Fourth, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, reject evil, and he'll bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. Fifth, spirit-led conversation is sweet to the soul, healing for the body. Read Proverbs 16:24. Six, know that worry will never add a single day to your life. In fact, it may take days away. Read Luke 12:25. And seventh, do what the Lord says, and he'll heal you. That's right. Exodus 15:26. Number six, desire for power. Acts 10:38. How God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. Now how you went about doing good, and in particular curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So first, God anoints you with the Holy Spirit. Second, the Holy Spirit gives you strength, ability, and power beyond even what you thought yourself possible of. Third, you are anointed to do good, to bless and help others. Fourth, God will use you to bring inward and outward healing. Fifth, the Message Bible translation of Acts 10:38 says he'll bring, quote, healing to those who've been beaten down by the devil. End quote. Six, God will be with you as you operate in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And seventh is the last part of Luke 4:18, the Message Bible, which says, to set the burden and battered free. This is God's year tag for you. Hallelujah. Number seven, desire to please God. Desire to please God. Hallelujah. I encourage you to read Colossians 3:22-24. Living Bible. Until it becomes Rhema to you. You say, well, Harold, I don't have a living Bible. Well, go to Google and type Colossians 3:22-24, TLB, the Living Bible. It'll pull it up. See, we must always obey our earthly masters, not only trying to please them when they're watching you, but all the time. Obey them willingly because of your love of the Lord and because you want to please him. Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you are working for the Lord and not merely for your masters, because you are. Verse 24, remember that it is the Lord Christ who's going to pay you, give you your full portion of all the ocean. He is the one, hallelujah, he is the one that you're really working for. You get that? He's the one you're really working for. You know, I encourage you to go to all these verses. Again, power. Well, until tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking. Rich Stone.